The Mavericks, meanwhile, will be in Houston to play the Rockets. They had that game in Mexico City on Saturday where they lost to Detroit. It was a rough night for Cooper Flagg. He's had an up-and-down start to his career. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline from Houston is the Mavericks rookie Cooper Flagg. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay. How are you?
I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
Well, I never talked on whatever this is. Is this podcast called radio?
We're a radio show in Dallas-Fort Worth. You're on live.
That's a long name for a podcast, though.
Well, no, it's not. This is terrestrial radio that you're on right now.
Oh, bruh, terrestrial radio. That's like E.T. stuff, right?
No, that would be extraterrestrial radio.
My parents showed me that when I was a kid. Bruh, it was fire.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, bet.
Yeah.
Well, how's it been going for you so far as a rookie?
You know, it's been fire, you know, that. And did you guys go to Halloween?
Go to Halloween?
Well, I took my daughter trick-or-treating.
Oh, fire, bet. Yeah, my mom, she let me and my buddies go out by ourselves for Halloween this year, and it was real fun.
Well, you were like in Mexico City, weren't you?
Yeah, it was dangerous but fun. She said we could go all the way to like two blocks over and get all the candy we wanted, but we had to share our location though. So chopped.
Yeah, chopped.
Share location.
Okay. You're 18. Aren't you too old for trick or treating?
No. My mommy said that I wasn't too old and that I could go. And I went as Rumi from K-pop Demon Slayer.
Okay.
For Halloween, it was so fire, yeah. Man. And my friend Chase, his costume was so unk, bruh.
What was it?
It was not fire. And I can't remember what it was. It was like some number 12 Dallas Cowboys jersey, some old F.
Oh, my God. That's Roger.
Who?
You need to know who that is. That's Roger Staubach.
Nah, bruh. I don't have to know that. You have to know that.
Don't
brah.
Call me bra.
I can call you bra if I want, bra.
Well, no.
You're so chopped.
I'm not that chopped.
You're on fire. Hey, can I go to Six Flags now?
Well, I think they're closed.
Yeah, and you're in Houston. You got a game to play tonight.
There's got
to
be a tie in there. Cooper Flagg, Six Flags, something in there.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
We could use like AI to make like five more of me, and then it'd be six Cooper Flags. That'd be cool, right?
That'd be pretty cool, I guess.
So
yeah.
Fire, man. That'd be so fire.
Hey, how's your shoulder doing? You kind of banged that up last week. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm so young, I heal in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I remember those days.
You know, it's been a weird start for your team, and I think a lot of people expected more because you have such a big front line. You've got Lively's a 7-footer, AD's 6'11", PJ's 6'7".
Six seven. Yeah. Oh, bro, that was fire.
All right.
That was fire.
Yeah,
see?
Never mind.
I'm so fire. Oh, I'm so stoked to hearing that, man. That's great.
What this is Cooper Flagg with us here on the Ticket. What's been the hardest adjustment for you so far as a rookie?
Probably not as much time to get my homework done, bruh. It's like I had like two tests in sociology and I like totally failed, bro. I was like low key NPC, just sitting there staring at the test, bro.
Man,
why are you still doing your studies?
Still in school, bro.
Where?
At school, USA.
School, U.S. Oh, like homeschool?
Yeah. Oh, okay. My mommy, she homeschools me.
So okay. Strange.
Well, I guess you could be. Well. Your age, you should be a freshman in college, I guess.
Yeah,
this year,
yeah. But I'm low-key stoked, you know, to be in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Yeah.
Dude, bro, it's so fire being in the NBA, and I love it. But I'm so nervous being on your podcast called "This Is Terrestrial Radio, Not a Podcast."
No, we'll have to explain that at a later date to you.
Bro, I gotta go, bro.
Okay.
6'7".
Have a good game tonight.
Good luck. There he goes, Cooper Flagg.